You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It was really unforgivable, you know, and I think Steph may have even been a little upset with himself for not pulling Draymond out of there, but I think mostly it was just, come on, man, you know, we need this. Draymond knows. I mean, he's a grown man. He's got to handle his own business. Any mention of Steph being culpable is just ridiculous. The way Steph has carried our franchise, represented our franchise for 15 years, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, what's your reaction to all of it? The incident, to what Steve Kerr had to say?
Perk, this one's tough. I come from a little bit more of an old school mentality on this. I know this may not be like a Gen Z thing. I think both Steve Kerr and Steph need to change their tone when it comes to talking about Draymond. The tone sounds exhausted, which it is. I understand that. But I want to see Steve Kerr visibly angry about it. Like, I know Steph is angry internally, but it feels as if Dre, and I said this before, Perp, feels that he's Teflon, that even in his apology, it was a very laid-back, passive, dismissive type of apology. And it almost feels as if you're waiting for Steve Kerr and Steph to publicly say, yo, that's not okay. I'm tired of it. We're all tired of it. There are other issues that we need to address. But even hearing him say unforgivable, it didn't feel like that carried that type of energy, Perk. You and I are boys, man. Mm-hmm. You would hold me accountable, Perk. You would say tough things to me. Like, I've had players that would say tough things to me. Coach K would say tough things to me. Now, this is by no means questioning the coaching ability of Steve Kerr at all. But it does feel like it's this, well, you know, it is what it is type of mentality, and I'm checked out. And we understand that. But it just doesn't feel like the tone for both Steve and Steph is where it needs to be, with the weight this situation carries, considering the history of how this has occurred. Just me, Perk, on how I feel about it. Maybe it's my personality that I feel like I would have maybe matched that energy publicly. But it does feel like the tone needs to change, because this is a similar tone we've been having for a while now, and it's not showing any effects.
You know why? Because they won 4 championships together. They built the dynasty, okay? And what end up happening is this, Jay, is that emotions come involved, okay? And they have real love for Draymond Green, and that's okay. But the problem is that this is a business, okay? And you got to do what's best for the organization. And so now it's time for tough love. So we watch, you know, Jerry Krause, God rest his soul, take a lot of heat for ending the dynasty with the Chicago Bulls, right? But it was the right business decision for the Chicago Bulls. At some point, they have to make the business decision. Tough love has to come in place, and it has to happen this offseason. And I know it's going to be an uncomfortable conversation. It is, because this is their brother, right? This is the guy that they've been in the trenches with. We all get that. But at some point, they have to realize, if they haven't already realized, that this has ran this course. And again, I'm going to repeat, it is time for them to part ways with Draymond Green after this season is over with, because he's not going to change.
And Perk, this is where the conversation goes now. It goes to, I think we all have envisioned a world in which we don't see 30 wear any other uniform for his career. Similar to Kobe.
Facts.
I'm still in that boat. But it's a really big decision for Steph, because is he going to trust management to build a new franchise around him, and can they do that? What do you do with Andrew Wiggins? What do you do with Klay Thompson? Do you get enough value in return for Draymond Green? And then it looms to, does Steph want to be part, if you can't kind of, it's rebuild, if you're going through a rebuild, does Steph want to mold younger players at that stage of his career, or do you want to reboot? Can you reboot and get the pieces in place for the Golden State Warriors that, frankly, their style of play, even though once it was innovative, now feels a little bit archaic with how the rest of the league has caught up and then changed its style to having more. I mean, when they watch him play, Perk, they just seem like a step behind. They seem small. They don't seem to carry the same inside presence. So now that's a lot of work for Mike Dunleavy to reposition this franchise to get them back in contention, which is what Steph Curry deserves, considering the high elite level he's playing at this stage of his career.
And Bob Myers left at the right time. That's number one. Number two, can anybody find LeBron James and Rich Paul? Because last time I checked, those two guys are the guys that Draymond Green look up to. Are they going to play a part in this? Are they going to be real big brothers and actually pull Draymond to the side and tell him he's tripping right now? Tell him what he need to hear, not what he want to hear, because we all know how Draymond looks up to Bron. So if a guy's looking up to you and he consider you as a big brother, and Rich Paul, you representing him as his agent, because Draymond is under clutch, are y'all going to step in and help save this man's career and tell him to chill out? Because the narrative or the picture that he's painting right now, I don't know if any general manager around the league would actually trade for Draymond at this point, if I'm just keeping it real with you. And it's not because they don't think that they could help, that he could help his team win, but it goes back to what your earlier point, what you said earlier in the show, like, is with Draymond package and that, everything that he is bringing, all the extra baggage, does it actually outweigh how he's producing on the floor? And the answer is no.
Yeah, the pros versus the cons. All right, the Warriors currently 10th in the West. I want to keep it rolling here, guys. I go to the East right now. So Monday, the Celtics blew a historic lead to the Hawks, who are playing without Trae Young. Boston led by 30 points at one point, but Atlanta stormed back to win 120-118. Last night, the Seas had a chance to get some revenge, but no dice. DeJounte Murray had 44 points on 44 shots, including all 11 of Atlanta's points in overtime to seal the win. Talk about dialed in. All right, Kirk, are back-to-back losses to the Hawks a cause for concern for Boston, a team that most of us have, you know, in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, Molly, I appreciate the tee up, but I want to hear what Jay Will has to say about this
first. Ah, sure. You don't come to me first.
Sure. By the way, Perk, I was hearing a little bird or something in your house
where
earlier.
Are you,
like,
Perk?
I know you have dogs, but like, I don't know what's happening. I know you have people that take care of your lawn. Good. I don't know if you have people that take care of your pets, but do you have the windows open? Like, what's happening?
I'm saying, Molly, it's Good Friday. The birds are chirping outside.
And
they may be singing to me.
Actually, I mean, they should be chirping on Sunday, but I'll explain that later.
I'll kick it off. Perk, 44 points on 44 shots, even though he had 11 points in the fourth. Like, okay. But there is something here around human nature. And I get the way you play towards the end of the season. Maybe I can translate into the playoffs. But I feel as if I've seen almost the entire body of work to know what's on the line for the Boston Celtics. I also feel as if watching Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, I mean, look, I came out earlier and I was wrong at the beginning of the season because I thought there was more chemistry between Dame and Giannis. And that's still to be determined. But the proof is in the body of work with the chemistry and how Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have came together to lead this team. Now, we still need to see the proof is in the pudding in the playoffs. But there is a human nature that I understand that when you lock up the number one seed, there is a part of you, especially for the Celtics, that we will look at how they handled the playoffs and how they enter the playoffs more than anything else they've done throughout the regular season. Right? Now, we can say, okay, they from the beginning to end, they dominated the regular season. So I know we can get into the weeds on these nuances, but when you lock up the number one seed, it's human nature for this team to look ahead to what's about to come because they know that's go time. So as I hear you on DeJounte Murray dropping 44 on 44 points and hitting a game winner and them losing back-to-back to Atlanta, okay, to a degree, but let Atlanta get in that eighth spot. Let them get in that eighth spot. And then I want to see how all that interpretation is going to be handled when we get into playoff time and it's really time for the Celtics to strap up because I think we'll see a different Celtics team.
I knew it was going to come a point, a time on this show that I was going to have to get my feet hot with you, and damn it is right now, okay? Listen, first of all, it's how this has happened over the last couple of games for the Boston Celtics. Being up 30 a couple of nights ago, okay, and then all of a sudden, without Trae Young, the Atlanta Hawks, they come back and beat you, okay? Then last night, Murray, I understand he took 44 shots. I get all that, but the shot he did take, he sent the Celtics home, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we talk about going into the postseason. You do realize, Jay, and you know this, you never know who's watching. And why do I say that? Because you have NBA scouts in the stands. Why are those NBA scouts from other teams in the stands? Because all the NBA teams are gearing up for what? The postseason. And right now, the Celtics are showing that they're vulnerable. This is a team that is championship or bust. I don't believe there's no other team in the NBA that has more pressure than the Boston Celtics. I won't buy that. So when I think about what they have in play, they need to be playing their best basketball going into the postseason. I understand one loss, but you get another bite at the apple, you get an opportunity with all your guys available, your starting five, who people has been saying the best start five in basketball, you get a chance to go out there and showcase that, hey, I want to put doubt in anybody's mind, especially in the Eastern Conference, that if you come playing against us, we're going to stomp you out. You have no chance. And that's a huge deal going into the postseason, is making sure that your opponents have doubt. Right now, I don't think it's anybody in the Eastern Conference that's fearing the Boston Celtics. I really don't. I really don't.
And you think if they had beat the Hawks last night, that would have instilled fear? If you don't think anybody fears them, you think if they had won one out of two, that would have instilled fear? Because obviously, see, I mean, they're 55-16.
It shows they can get got. I think it's that kind of thing.
Everybody can get got. Yeah. Denver just lost to the Suns.
But they've been knocking at the door, and they haven't gotten it done, Jay.
Guys,
like, how many times has this team gotten all the way there, and then they can't seal the deal?
This is why I laugh. Even
Thank you.
I saw you with Pat McAfee yesterday. Great job, by the way.
We got to pause on that.
That was a great job.
How did that happen? That was hilarious.
Thunderdome.
My office, and I'm like looking over, and I was like, you know what? This little union right here, this is everything right now. But I had to go, so I couldn't watch.
I don't know, Molly. You never know when it comes down to me, okay?
Yeah.
Just never know. I
may be
in L.A., then I may be in Indiana. Yeah.
Keep them guessing, baby.
Yeah. You got to get – Mm-hmm.
So speaking of you being on Pat McAfee's show yesterday, you said the NBA takes a backseat to college basketball during this time of the year. So I'm gonna give you a little college basketball analogy because it's one of my pet peeves, one of these things that happen in college basketball. So we have like one seeds, right? And obviously, the playoffs and the NCAA tournament, two completely different beasts, right? Best of seven, one game series. But I always laugh when somebody would say, "Well, you know, here's this team; they're the number one seed. They lost one of the last five or six games." Looks like they're taking their eye off of it. Come on, man. Because the Celtics have lost back-to-back games to the Hawks with Drew Holiday and Derek White in their first game back. Now we're going to say there's questions to be concerned about the Celtics because they lost to a team by 1 point, even though they blew a lead, even though I just said it's human nature. Now we're going to make a case that we're worried about a team who's 55-16. Every team has warts, Big Kirk. Every team has challenges. Yes, there's a lot for Boston to get over the hump, but come on, man. That's what we're going to do now?
And you know what's been a major concern for the Boston Celtics? Their clutch time moments, especially Jason Tatum. Do you know this, Jay? Do you know players yes. that actually qualify for clutch time shots, meaning go-ahead baskets or tying baskets? Jason Tatum ranks 25th out of 25 players that qualify. So what it tells me is when it's down to the clutch, when it matters the most, I don't know if the Celtics could actually complete the mission to close out games. Now, when they have a big lead going into the fourth and they're dominating and they're at home especially, we know that they're going to handle business. But we also know that in the postseason, coaching matters. The game is going to slow down. And now all of a sudden, you got Joe Mazzulla, who I have respect for, that I feel like has done an excellent job since, well, good job, since taking over, you know, the role of the head coach, you know, when Ime Udoka was left. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, think about the coaches that he has to go against in this Eastern Conference. Possibly a Doc Rivers. People can say what they want about Doc, but Doc has proven he's a hell of a coach, Hall of Fame coach. A Tom Thibodeau. Eric Spoelstra, a Nick Nurse, a Quinn Snyder. You have some excellent coaches that are going to have their players prepared. I heard y'all talking earlier today with Coach Self, my guy, and Molly jumped in bragging about her UConn Huskies, rightfully so. And we talked about Coach, and we talked about Coach Hurley. I didn't hear his post-game interviews. And the big thing he always talk about, he showed major love to his assistant coaches, and he talked about their preparation. I believe that Coach Hurley one day will be a hell of an NBA coach if he decides to go that route. Preparation and that guy that's walking up and down that sideline, directing traffic, that matters.
So preparation has nothing to do with the team being 57-16? The best record in the NBA? Like, I understand we're going to find boards. Hold on. Let me ask you another question, Big Perp, since you're so concerned about the Celtics. If Atlanta finds a way to get to the AC, you going to take Atlanta over the Celtics? Go ahead. I'll wait.
Jay, listen.
Can I say something real quick? Don't you feel like he's a little dialed in with the Boston Celtics?
I do. I also think that he's dialed in so much that he's going to find concern when actually he's too close to the
chest. But when he's speaking about this, I'm kind of reading between the lines that he might know a little more than us of things that need to happen with that team. Like, we know the talent's there, but maybe there's some things that you can control that they're missing.
Well, am I right? Of course there's a lot to prove. They have to go prove it. But I'm just I'm not going to say that there's not things that have to be shown in the playoffs about Joe Mazzulla and some of the coaching techniques that he's had. I get all that. Those things have to be proven. I'm just not going to say that because of back-to-back losses to the Hawks when they have the number one seed locked up, I'm not going to draw a conclusion from that to say, well, now I'm overly concerned about the Celtics.
Jay, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And I'm talking about the clutch moments. And listen, this is not a sprint when it comes down to the Boston Celtics. This is a marathon. Again, remember, when we started this topic, I said it's championship or bust. So even if you get through, even if the Celtics get through the Eastern Conference, which they should, they still have to win the NBA championship. And Lord knows they don't want to face the Denver Nuggets. Because when we talk about clutch moments and we talk about having to be dialed in for 48 minutes, then it's really a level of concern for the Boston Celtics.
It's also about how they match up with the Joker, because that dude is different.
Yeah.
That dude is
nobody's matching up with him.
That's what I'm saying. That's, yes.
That was good stuff, guys.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Time to make some money. You know what it is. Joe Fornbaugh's in the house, our betting expert. We got your music and we are good to go. It's great to have you on this Good Friday, Joe. And Jay's here crashing the party, so we're going to have some fun.
Trying to get this money, Jay.
Molly, yeah, you got to be feeling great.
Trying to get this money.
UConn.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm not too cocky, but I'm feeling very good. I mean, 30-point win. It is what it is. Caitlin Clark in Iowa face Colorado in the Sweet 16 tomorrow on ABC. What do you like in this one, Joe?
I would take the 6.5 points with Colorado. Now, before Jay Will gets all upset with the Caitlin Clark hater takes, hear me out on this one, okay? Most popular player in the country, men or women. The bookmakers know this. So you're paying a tax on Iowa, and you're paying a tax on Caitlin Clark's scoring props. They're baking into the line. As a result, there's value going the other way. That's why I'm taking Colorado here. Case in point, this was 7.5 last night. It's 6.5 today. It's not public money that's moving that number. These two met in the Sweet 16 last year. Colorado lost by 10, but they return 84% of the minutes from that team. They return 88% of the scoring from that team. Iowa lost two key starters. I think Iowa's down compared to last year. Colorado's up. Give me the 6.5 points, Jay Will.
I might bite you back on this one, Joe. I think there's a lot of pressure on Caitlin playing those first two games at home, not to be an early exit. I think there is a state of relief by Caitlin Clark. I think you're going to see a different Caitlin Clark who's going to play way more loose, same with her teammates in this round. I'm going to go against you in this one. It may hurt my pocket, but I'm going to go against it. Mm.
And he likes to get in on that action. Yes, I see him placing butts all the time. All right, to men's Sweet 16 action tonight. Houston takes on Duke. What's the move here?
The goal with these bets is to get Molly that bag, both literally and figuratively.
Let's
we
go.
Wanted to get the money. We wanted to get the new bag. Jay Will, you and I have known each other a few years. You're a smart guy. I know you can put your bias to the side. Houston's the play, and you know it, and you're going to agree once you hear how this plays out. This is the ultimate buy low on Houston, sell high on Duke. Last time we saw Houston, they went overtime with A&M. People are starting to get skittish about them. Meanwhile, last time we see Duke, they blow out James Madison. Now everyone's back on the train. That's influenced in the point spread. We're going to play Houston here. Remember, that Duke win, 52% shooting from the floor, 50% from deep. You're going to have some regression against Houston. Jay Will, you know it. We're laying it with the Cougars here.
This is hard for me because if I'm making money, I'm gonna bet differently on this game. I'm not going to bet that. But, Joe, it's hard. Well, Duke needs the offensive rebound and he gets to the free throw line. Come on, man.
Molly,
don't do that to me on
pick.
The day of the game.
Make him pick, Molly.
Yeah.
No, I'm not picking.
This is first take.
Am I doing it? No, last take. I'll wait until the night's
first
over.
First take.
So you know what that means. He's
I'm
with
taking
you.
Duke, obviously. There's no question here.
All right. Gonzaga faces Purdue in the Midwest region. Where are you going with this one?
Don't bet underdogs because you think they can keep it close. Bet underdogs because you think they can win. I think Gonzaga can win this game. I'll take the points. I think the line should be closer to 4, but it's 5.5 because Purdue's blowing everyone out. 38-point win, 29-point win. Suddenly there are no flaws in Purdue's game. This is a big step up in class against Gonzaga. Mark Few, one of the best coaches in the country. He's got about a week to prepare his team for this game. These two met earlier in the season. Gonzaga lost that game by 10, but they only shot 18% from deep. They make two more three-pointers. They're shooting only 25%, but they're covering the number. We like Gonzaga plus the points here.
Yeah, I think this is a dangerous matchup for Purdue. Obviously, Gonzaga team has been battle-tested throughout the course of the year. Graham Ike and Anton Watson, two guys that can play inside out. And look, the one thing you know, Joe, against that guy and Zach Edey, you got to go. You got to run. You got to execute. And I think I would agree with you. I would take the points here. I'm with you.
That's smart.
Mm. Marquette takes an 11-seed NC State in the South. What do you like here?
We're going to bet on points in this one. Let's go over 150.5. Styles make fights. Marquette likes to launch the three-pointer. NC State that struggles to defend opposing three-point shooting teams, okay? Now, conversely, NC State wants to eat in the mid-range, and they want to eat down low. Marquette's good defending those regions. Don't get me wrong, they're above average, but they're not elite. So NC State should be able to score here. The return of Tyler Kolek, it's been huge for Marquette's offense. Two games, 38 points, 22 assists. I don't think the books have factored that in enough. We're going to play over 150.5 points.
Yeah, I'll take you up on that, Joe. I like that deal a lot. America's big man, DJ Burns. It's like a poor man Shaq personality in college basketball. That's who this dude is. They're going to play inside out. Then with DJ Horn, it's DJ Horn and DJ Burns, two DJs that you want their music playing all the time. They hit the over. I'm with you.
Get that bag, Molly. Get that bag.
Get it back.
You know, I'm always focused. Joe, happy Easter.
Wait, Joe, we don't got anything. Duke, UConn, women's basketball here? Give me one more. Duke, anything there?
Hit me up. I'll give you the bonus pick on the bat phone. Okay. I'm going to see you tomorrow, too, on game day. I'll see you on game day.
Good plug. Thank you for plugging my own show. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm plugging my appearance, not your show. I'm plugging my appearance.
Do you want to plug your show, too, now, and then we'll say goodbye? Go for it. Plug your show.
Radio show 12 to 3, Carlin versus Joe. TV show today, ESPN2. ESPN Bet Live is on at 1 p.m. Eastern. We'll get you set for tonight.
What's it like having all these shows? I feel like I need some more shows. I mean, everyone's got like
I don't know about that, Molly. One show's great.
I don't know.
Look at
it.
I'm aging.
Stop it. No, you're not.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Dak, to me, is a really good quarterback. So if and when he becomes a free agent next year, Dallas may want him back, but there might be a quarterback needy team. Giants, Commanders, who knows? Like, we could go through the list right now. There'll be no shortage of suitors for Dak Prescott as a true unrestricted free agent on the open market.
Pat McAfee had everybody yesterday. At Perk, he got Adam Schefter, I got my guys, Harry Douglas, Sam Acho, Mike T. All right, so you just heard him. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys have not extended the contract as of yet. So, Harry, will this be Dak's last season in Dallas? How do you think this plays out?
It could be, Molly. I think it's going to be based on Dak Prescott and the way he plays. And I think if he have another phenomenal year in which in 2023 he was top five in completion percentage, yards, touchdowns, QBR, and passing rating. But we all know it's all about the playoffs and what you're able to do, especially when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys. If they're able to get to an NFC championship game, I can see Dak Prescott potentially being there. If they get to a Super Bowl, I can see Dak Prescott potentially being back there. The other thing that you have to look at is Jerry Jones. And I think part of what's holding this contract up is a simple fact that the Dallas Cowboys haven't had that success the last 3 years when it came to the playoffs. And especially when you come in 2023 and you finally get a chance to play at home and you have the number two seed and you get beat by Jordan Love and company in a deciding fashion. And he outplayed Dak Prescott on top of everything. So Dak Prescott has been phenomenal in the regular season, especially last year. But we all know it's all about the playoffs and what you do. That's how we judge quarterbacks in the National Football League, based on what they can do in the playoffs and how they stack up and fare up against other great competition. Dak Prescott the last few years has not been able to get that done. And that's probably what's holding his contract up right now, too.
And I even, part of the reason I say no, Dak probably won't be there next year, is listen to Jerry Jones talk about dead money, not even when it comes to players, but also coaches. He hasn't extended Mike McCarthy yet. He talks about all the dead money that coaches coaches are getting. Think about this from a player perspective. And so even if Mike, even if Dak Prescott has another great year, part of it says, okay, let's test the free agency market. Maybe Dak may not want to come back. Maybe Jerry doesn't want to pay him right now and give him a big guarantee because he hasn't been able to win in the, and take his team to the Super Bowl. All of a sudden, another team will say, hey, man, like I just need a major upgrade. I know you have these Super Bowl aspirations. I need somebody who's just significantly better. I'll pay Dak whatever he asks. We saw it back a couple years ago when Dak waited and waited and waited and did not take a team-friendly deal, ended up getting 4 for $160. And so for me, I think it's just tough with Jerry Jones saying, do I want to give Dak Prescott 50, 60, who knows what it'll be, however many million a year? And if it's not up to that level, will Dak Prescott accept it, right? We saw what Aaron Rodgers got. You saw what Kirk Cousins just got, $100 million guaranteed. And so I think it's going to be hard for Dak Prescott to stay. I think the reason, to Harry's point, you may say if you do go and win a Super Bowl.
I'd like to add another dynamic to this conversation. Our last conversation, we talked about how good Michael Penix looked in his pro day. If you're Dallas at 24 guys and Michael Penix is there, Molly, imagine this. You could get Michael Penix, let him sit for a year,
yep,
and instead of paying Dak Prescott $55 million a year, you could pay, last year Deontay Banks was 24, he got $3.3 million a year. Would you rather have Dak Prescott at $55 million a year, or would you rather have Michael Penix at $3.3 million? Imagine what that $52 million a year you could do, guys. You could keep Tyron Smith. You could keep Tony Pollard. Mm-hmm. So to me, context in our system is everything. I love Dak Prescott. I don't like him. I love him. I think he's a top eight player. But when you could get somebody of this guy's ability in Michael Penix and save $52 million a year for at least 4 years, that's $200 million that you could add to your team. I think that's where Dallas and maybe a team like the Rams, as I mentioned earlier, is going to sit here and say, wow, Michael Penix has great upside. You could look at what obviously the Packers did. They had Aaron Rodgers. They traded up for Jordan Love. How'd that work out? You could look at the Baltimore Ravens. They had Joe Flacco. They traded up to the bottom of the first round. They got Lamar Jackson. How'd that one work out? So to me, if I'm one of those good teams like the Rams or the Cowboys, dealing from a position of strength, and I could add somebody of Michael Penix's ability and have him for at least 4 years on a rookie quarterback contract, I think that's a fascinating dynamic. And as we get closer to the draft, I think we're going to see a lot of teams think about that. And that's why I think six quarterbacks go in the first round, and someone like Dak Prescott may move on next year.
Molly, let me shake things up a little bit, because I know we're talking about the 2024 NFL draft. Okay. But let's move to the 2025 NFL draft, because I know one thing about Coach Prime. He ain't hard to find, baby. And he just recently said that he may pull an Eli. And that there's specific destinations that he may want Shedeur Sanders to be able to go. And what if Jerry Jones in 2025 said that, you know what, I'm just going to jump everybody and I'm going to leverage what I need to leverage to go get Shedeur Sanders, ladies and gentlemen. Coach Prime. Ain't hard to find.
We know Jerry Jones likes to shine. I could absolutely see that. I like that.
We have a lint brush here. We don't have glasses, just for the record.
Yeah, sorry. We just got antibacterial. We're keeping it healthy. Sam, you get the final word here.
Yeah, I think the final word is this. I think the Cowboys and their fans, and you could argue management, want to measure success based off of Super Bowl wins, not just based off of solid regular seasons. After this year, it'll be Dak Prescott's ninth season with the Cowboys. And if there's not a Super Bowl appearance or win, there's an argument could be made, okay, why are we going to pay him an exorbitant amount of money? There's an argument on the other side as well, but that argument can be made. And so for me, I look at, okay, Dak Prescott's been here for almost a decade. What have we done? Is he worth $60 million, whatever that number is going to be, per year for a 4 or 5 year contract? That's a question you have to answer. And if he is, all of a sudden there's less money for other players on your team. Could be a balance that may not weigh in Dak Prescott's favor.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right, the Stars will be out on Saturday night in the Sweet 16. Just kidding. We got the Lakers. They're looking for their sixth straight win tonight in Indiana. Sweet 16 is happening to America. Sorry, it's Friday. LA is currently the 9 seed in the West and in the play-in, but Anthony Davis is averaging 29 points, 18 rebounds during the stretch. The Nuggets, T-Wolves, and Thunder remain embroiled in a tight race for the top spot in the Western Conference standings. All three tied in the loss column. Meanwhile, just one game separates Dallas, Phoenix, and Sacramento for that sixth and final guaranteed playoff spot. Okay, we made it through, guys. We made it through on the struggle bus. Hi, Perk. Perk's back here with us.
You're fine. You're fine.
And Jay Will.
You got it.
Jay, you're up. Which top seed should fear a first-round series with the Lakers?
Well, I'm going to go with the Minnesota Timberwolves here, Perk, just because of the challenges that not having Karl Anthony Towns, and I understand what their record is, and OKC's right there too for me, frankly, both those teams. But depending upon the way the Suns with their final stretch of the regular season, they're one of the most difficult schedules. If the Lakers can continue to show the way they've showed over the last several games and play at a high level with their size, their physicality, and they're able to get Jared Vanderbilt back, that's a game changer. Because I think that's a body you could put on a guy like Ant Edwards. I'm not saying that he will stop Anthony Edwards. He is special. He is one of the best talents we have, one of the most dynamic players we have in the NBA game today. But I like the size. I like the length. And without Karl Anthony Towns, I think that's a different kind of connectivity point. The fact that I don't know what's happening with Kat really concerns me. And I think if the Lakers got to that seventh seed, if they saw Minnesota, if they're able to keep that two seed above OKC, I think that's a favorable matchup for the Lakers. I don't think there's anybody the Lakers are afraid of other than the Denver Nuggets.
Well, one, the Lakers have to get into the postseason. That's number one. They still got to get out of the play-in tournament. Number two, you're wrong. And let me tell you why you're wrong, okay? The Oklahoma City Thunder, they lack what? A physical presence. Anthony Davis has had his way with the Oklahoma City Thunder every time they match up. And there's no knock on Chet Holmgren because I believe that his future is extremely bright. But when it comes down to dominating in the interior, I think LeBron James and Anthony Davis are begging for the Oklahoma City Thunder this season. When you look at what they could do, take you to the low block, AD being the best version of himself. And I love what the Oklahoma City Thunder team could do. I love what Jay Williams, or whatever you want to call him, how he has emerged as a bright, young, all-star caliber player. But let me tell you something about this Minnesota Timberwolves team. Not only are they the number one defense in the league, it's not a front. They get nasty. They get into you. They make you uncomfortable. And it starts with Anthony Edwards. Their physicality on the perimeter when Anthony Edwards and McDaniels is like no other. I don't know another tandem in the league that defends at the level that those two guys do. And then we're looking at Rudy Gobert, who's on the verge of winning his fourth Defensive Player of the Year, in my opinion, anchored in the middle of that defense. They're very sound defensively. They're all biting. No, they all bite with little bark when it comes down to this Minnesota Timberwolves. And I think, you know, if the Lakers were to match up with them, the Minnesota Timberwolves would beat them in six games. And I don't think it's a question about it.
All right, six games. I mean, that's still a series in your opinion. I think maybe the ability to get Rudy Gobert away from the basket. I do hear what you're saying, though, on the physicality and the way those guys are dogs. And I do understand the lack of experience for OKC. You may be right on that one, Perk.
All right, Jay, how far can the Lakers go? Let's go there.
I mean, I got to see them make the playoffs first.
That's sad.
I'm just being real with you, Perk. I got to see them make the playoffs first. I mean, this is a legit thing. Like, I'm just not going to pick
them in. It is.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Hey, it's a real thing. Go ahead, Miley. I'm sorry.
No, you keep going.
What I'm saying is it's a real thing. When the play-in tournament, this last couple weeks of the regular season, is going to say a lot about the Western Conference, right? Because just think about it. If the Lakers happen to win and be in this nice, or be in this nice spot when it's finished, then it's a strong possibility they're going to face the Golden State Warriors first, okay? Now, that's a matchup, right? Going against Steph Curry, obviously, you know, Golden State is going to have to go to Crypto.com Arena. But right after that, you're looking probably having to face the Sacramento Kings, who the Lakers have not been great against. Sabonis has dominated that matchup against Anthony Davis. All Phoenix Suns, and I know they've been struggling, but offensively, they got so much firepower with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. Or they could be facing the Dallas Mavericks. Like,
Don't let that happen.
It's real tricky. When you look at 4 through 10 in the Western Conference, it's exciting, and the playoffs have started because it could rotate, like, you know, in the next couple weeks like crazy. All these teams are separated by like a, you know, from the fourth seed on down by like two or three games.
There's a lot of parity in the NBA outside of Denver. Perk, let me ask you this, because it's good to be Kendrick Perkins. So the birds are chirping. We got the dogs. Amigos hooking up the yard. You referenced the chef. So, like, what are in the Easter baskets at the Perkins household? You know, like, you'd get like an egg, you'd get some chocolates, maybe a quarter. Like, what do you guys deliver?
Well, first of all, Molly, we have to do Good Friday, okay? Good Friday, we have, you know, boiled crawfish, fried catfish, fried shrimp, okay?
Wow.
Now we get to Easter.
I
mean, y'all got to come down to Houston. Y'all always welcome. If anytime you're in Houston, just come on over to the Perkins household, man. I'm telling you, the hospitality is great. The food is great as well. Now, Molly, when we get to Easter.
Yeah, tell me.
Okay, We got four kids. We don't do individual Easter baskets. We do an Easter table. So we decorate our dining room table with full of candy, full of eggs, you know, whatever they may want. Sometimes we'll throw in some stuff that they may ask for, like it's Christmas, and then they share the big Easter table. That's what they get, an Easter table, not an Easter basket.
You know what we need to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to FaceTime you on Easter so I can see this table. And then we're going to three-way FaceTime Molly because she's turning 25 years old.
Yeah.
It's her birthday on Easter. It's Molly's birthday.
Really?
We all need to say happy birthday to Molly on Easter Sunday.
Thank you.
That's what we're going to do, Perk.
It's a special day having my birthday on Easter. Yeah, that sounds amazing. I need to see some photos of that Easter table. I love it. Nothing better than the whole family around breaking bread and enjoying it. It's good stuff. Perk, have a wonderful holiday to you, your wife, the kids. Enjoy it all, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Big Perk.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Okay, first of all, I want to let everyone know Stephen A. will be back on Monday. So he was on vacation.
Where's he been? He's been
somewhere
exotic?
I didn't want to promote it. Yeah, I don't know. Probably an exotic location, but we miss him. Looking forward to him being back on Monday. We have a minute left. Sam Tanucci is going to kill me. I should probably talk about this. What matchup tomorrow in the women's Sweet 16 are you most excited for? Oh. You want to go men's?
Look, I think Juju Watkins would eat Caitlin Clark's lunch.
Yeah,
I do. I think Caitlin Clark is great, but I think that I would love to see that matchup if it ever happened.
Okay.
Because Juju's special.
Okay.
Juju's different.
Can you give me men's fast?
That's not even a question. Well, who's your favorite team?
UConn.
Who's my favorite team?
Duke.
That was a question mark at the end of that. We play tonight. We play against Houston. There's only one game I'm paying attention to tonight. That's it.
How confident do you feel about that?
I don't know. I get really nervous.
Like, would you put money on it?
I mean, I'm always going to put money on everything.
Yeah.
I'd probably bet, like, the over-under. Okay. More so than, like,
you are. Yeah, I'm really nervous. Gambler. You are.
I know I have a problem.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. You have a problem. You and Mad Dog.
Happy 25th birthday.
Bet on ESPN Bet. Thank you.
Happy 25th birthday.
Can you believe I'm already a quarter century?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.